this week on Video Death Loop. Plus, come on, take this seriously. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Video Death Loop, the podcast where we watch a short video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. I am your host this week, Aaron Littleton. With me is your co-host, Mr. John Hurst. Hello, John.
Hello, Aaron. I got the March Madness. I have all of it in my head. It is maddening. I gotta go. Whatever they do for the March Madness, I'm doing that. I'm doing that right now. That's what I'm here for.
You're playing basketball while we're podcasting. You've got sort of like a clip-on microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, you're dunking on some fools.
Yeah, you know me, dunking on everything.
Yeah. I have a basketball goal at my house now, mm-hmm. And it's really low, so my daughter can shoot on it better, mm-hmm. and I can slam dunk on it. Like, it's a full-size basketball goal, but it's just like as low as it'll go. And man, I look fucking awesome, like slam dunking in that thing. I look so cool.
Does your kid go, wow, you look so awesome doing that as well? Like, it's like,
no,
yeah,
absolutely, like, no, absolutely, goddamn not.
Not into you slamming and like,
no. Nope.
Do you do the thing where you're like, you kind of like flex your arms, like, ooh, yeah,
yeah,
you
know? Hang off the rim for a little bit.
Yeah. Do you do that?
No, I don't do that because it's not inset to the ground. It's one of those that's, you know, it's like movable. So I'm deeply concerned that if I hang on it, that it would collapse on me. It's actually kind of weird because it's got like this big sort of plastic base, but you have to fill it up with water. But not just water, because that would freeze. You also have to buy like RV, and I don't know why it's got to be RV, but like RV antifreeze and mix in with the water. Maybe because it's better in plastic or so. I don't know. I don't know anything about RVs. So it's whatever the counterbalance is, however much water I put in that, and I don't know how much that is, but it might be it might be two me's. But it's not that many me's, so I just don't feel comfortable hanging off the goal.
That's fair. I assume it's in there, like you don't like drain it for the winter or something weird like that.
So no basketball in the winter.
Yeah, yeah. just like, I was like, well, you know, time to probably put it up. It's too cold for basketball now.
Yeah, I'm winterizing the basketball goal.
Yeah.
I take off like the nylon net, put up chains or something, and drain the fluid, put I don't know, insulation around it.
Because they put a nice little blanket around it.
Yeah, yeah. Even basketball goals get cold in the winter.
Yeah, they're cold. You can't bring it inside, but you know, you could let it know it's you care for the basketball goal. Your basketball goal is important, Aaron.
It's gotta be. I mean, it's how else do I get to like slam dunk on, you know, like a 7-foot basket and look so cool to absolutely no one? But I feel cool, and that's the important thing.
When it comes to sports that happen in your front or backyard with your kid, what does she gravitate towards something specific, or is this more like, I'm going to play and have fun in the back and like whatever?
I mean, she plays soccer, so I would say she's probably gravitates towards soccer.
Okay.
And she's played long enough. She's actually getting kind of decent at soccer. I can only beat her because I am like 33 years older than her and
experience,
you know, 2+ feet taller than her and so faster. I mean, I played soccer in kindergarten and then that was it. That was all. Mm. That's all I know about soccer. I know you're supposed to kind of kick sort of with the inside of your foot. That doesn't sound right now that I'm saying it, but I remember I'm that's nodding what my they head. Taught I'm us agreeing. In kindergarten soccer. but the only reason I can beat her in soccer is just because I have decades and height on me. But sooner or later, those decades are going to turn real sour mm-hmm. for me, right? Like, it's not going to be good. It's going to be so many decades, it's going to be bad.
Yeah, you can't really laud that victory over her for very long, because soon it's going to be on the other foot. And what
I know, like, and she also has the advantage of having my DNA, which means that she's possibly will get as tall as me. I've given her my secret,
the most vital secret at that point.
Well, yeah, my DNA. So if she gets taller than me or as tall as me in 20 years, when she's like nearly 30 and I'm in my 60s,
yeah,
she's just as tall as me, it's going to be a real bad scene if it comes down to physical, altercations. So
about that time, I'm going to come to your house in a referee shirt, like with a couple of red cards and yellow cards, and be like, okay, let's play this. Let's decide this right now.
Finally, we'll find out who's better. Why couldn't we have done this when I was 40 and she was 9?
Nope. The John Law dictates on that.
Speaking of March Madness, has anyone tried to make March Madness conversation to you? Is March Madness still happening?
No,
I don't know. I'm not a March Madness man.
I work from home, so like if I'm making March Madness discussions, it's to myself and I'm going crazy.
Well, have you tried to make March Madness discussions to yourself? I know between the two of us, you've been more of a basketball man in your life, I feel.
I've done enough to look at it and go like, I wonder what the team is doing. You know, the basketball team, the local basketball team.
Yes.
The local college basketball team is doing. And that's really been about it. A couple of my coworkers have tried to do it, but it like translate trying to do water cooler water cooler talk over Microsoft Teams just doesn't work out very well, because Microsoft Teams is going to hammer you down with that notification sound that like that just will not get out of your head at that point. And also, just like, everyone just wants to go away. They don't want to deal with anything that's happening there. They just want to work.
Yes, that is super fair. Someone did try and engage me in that did not know me very well in basketball talk the other day. And I was like, I don't know. Eject. I can sort of fake my way along sometimes with football, sort of, because it's just kind of inescapable. Mm-hmm. But I feel like basketball is just that level of, you can kind of be forgiven if you don't pay attention to basketball. And so if someone's like, oh, well, you can make your bracket yet? I'm like, no, because I don't know. I don't watch the sport at all. And they're like, okay. But if you say like, no, I don't know anything about football, they're like, what in the fuck, man? What are you doing?
Yeah. He's like, you live in X region and you don't care about football of your various type. And it doesn't matter which region you're actually in America. It's like, there's at least one, like if like it's either NFL or college, depending on where you are. And if you're not like focused on that, especially in our area, like there's a lot of orange and white, like kind of going around, and like, it just kind of seeps into everything. A lot of plumbing companies with that color scheme.
Yeah, no, it's way of life around here. There's no getting around that. You just kind of have to. It's like the rules of the road. Okay, mm-hmm. It's like you need to drive on the right side of the road, and you need to know who the current quarterback of the University of Tennessee is and have an opinion about his performance this year.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't actually know his name at the current moment, but I know like that, like the, like whatever regards, you just say he sucks and they're going, yeah, like regardless if he's doing okay or not in that point, you just bring that. You gotta appeal to the college football masses.
John, you can't remember Nico Amaliava's name.
No, that's a great name though. That's a great
He's got a badass name.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish myself, John Hurst, the co-host, had a name like that.
Yeah. Well, guess what, John? At least even if you don't have Nico Amaliava's name, you do get a choice. You do have a choice tonight. What? You can choose just like he can choose between passing and throwing, mm-hmm. and or letting the defense do all the work, which is normally what he chose this year. See, I have an opinion, so I will not be, I will not be removed from polite society. You can choose either, in this instance, hot or cold. Ooh. And if you choose hot or cold, you will get a video related to that. Even though, as the host, I can pick the video, I'm letting you choose a very bleak way of you know, deciding your own fate.
Okay, all right. Mind if I ask a question on that, like to help answer the question?
I will listen to the question. I reserve the right to not answer it.
Only fair. Is there a warm-up period for the hotness? Or are we just straight into the fire? Do we have to set the oven to a preheat mode before we get that fire?
I'm gonna say yes.
You know what? I don't like waiting, though, Aaron. I think I'm gonna go cold. Last week we got enchanted with the piss fountain of Wendy's Virtual Worlds.
We sure did. Fountain.
Oh, that classic piss fountain of virtual reality. But I, you know what? I think I need a cold treat. I need a wake up call from all that virtual reality. I need to wake up from this world. Give me cold.
Okay, Sean. We'll go cold, and we're gonna get started. In 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, hop in, Aaron. John.
Oh God, you, Baron, you went cold. You went ice cold. You went outcast ice cold with that. Like you. This
God,
Aaron,
the
this,
hot the, one would have been so fucking good.
Oh, I know.
But you went cold, my man, and you're watching the Chobits opening.
I'm sorry. I got cold feet. And now I'm watching the Clamp, was a 2000 era anime Chobits opening?
2003, I think.
Oh, God. It was that. There was a time in anime conventions you could not escape. Everyone had those fucking Chobit ears. If you didn't have a costume, you put on those ears and you got away with it. You got away with murder.
You were Chobits. You were the titular Chobits.
Mr. or Mrs. Chobits, you were one of them.
That is their name. That is their names. Legally, I think their name is Chobits.
Yes, yes. How do you pronounce? Do you pronounce it Chobits or Chobits? Like a really quick O or a long O?
Chobits.
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 Chobits. Chobits. I think it's... Okay, so I think there's going to be a, like... actual answer for this, but I don't know that this theme song is going to help us at all.
No.
Because, no. Okay, I know a little bit of Japanese. Under Chobits, we have the katakana for Chobits down there. I think it's the katakana for Chobits. Okay, yeah, I guess. So...
it's probably Chobits.
It depends on if that second character is the same size as the rest of them. Because if it's the big, if it's a big YO, it would be like Chobits. But if it's a little one, you're supposed to smoosh it into the chi before it. So it would be more like Cho.
Yeah, you thought you were getting into a comedy podcast. No, you're getting into a Japanese lesson. Welcome.
Your Japanese lesson. But because it's like this handwritten thing, you can't tell. You can't fucking tell if it's big or small. It looks a little small in the one in the top left, doesn't it?
Little small there. Man, this opening does not do a lot. Holy shit.
Dude, it's Clamp. What did you expect?
Clamp has done like okay, so Clamp, the studio that made this, they've made like like Cardcaptor Sakura, Magic Knight Rayearth, a few others, like Angelic Layer and all that. They've had like more, you know, more action-y openings for sure. But this is just like, we're going to stare into each other's eyes and just like this like city pop-esque song. It's kind of a banger now that I think about it, actually. But like they're just, yeah, they're just kind of staring. It's just kind of staring.
I've been, I don't know why. Did I watch the Chobits opening like in prep of this? But anyway, this the musician that does the Chobits opening, YouTube has been aggressively suggesting I listen to more from them.
Ooh.
And they definitely have a lot of songs that sound basically just like this.
I mean, you get onto that rhythm, you find that tempo, and you keep it going. If it got you a Chobits deal, like it can get you in the door anywhere.
They also did the opening to Welcome to the NHK. If you want more like 2000s era weird anime,
mm-hmm.
And they did a song called Grooved Magic, which I'd never heard before. YouTube basically browbeat me until I listened to it, but it definitely could. It was either an anime opening or a Para Paradise song, and I'm 100% certain about that.
Oh, it could very well be both. I mean, that was during the era where it's like we got to have as many licensed songs as we can in our rhythm game, and that has not changed. That is still the case. There, just get from YouTube now instead of anime. Not all of them from anime, I guess, but.
So the Chobits anime is a guy, so it's the future, it's probably like 2015 or some shit.
Yeah.
Easily.
Internet torrents are great. Like, you know, everyone is doing everything all the time, the future.
Yeah, so it's that future, and computers are now girls,
mm-hmm.
But they're expensive because obviously then you can fuck your computer if mm-hmm. you need to.
Yeah.
And our main hero in big quotes finds, he can't afford a computer girl, but he finds one in the trash.
Yeah.
And he brings her home and finds she's an idiot.
Finds it at the local, like it feels like you've, yeah, you're like the free book, like our local used bookstore has like a free book bin at that. It's like the equivalent of that.
Yeah.
So where you find find magazines and like old copies like sometimes you find cool, like I found like a copy of Baldur's Gate in there once, but
yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah.
But I draw it. So I that's all I remember the show. Like, he seems to fall in love with his computer or something. Does the computer girl, does he ever use her for computer purposes? Because like the implication is like they're just your computer, right? Like you can hook a monitor up to him and stuff. Or am I wrong about that?
Have you water cooled your Chobits?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I got an NVIDIA graphics card.
Don't you mean
Oh, Persocon. Wow, Aaron, you know more about this than I do. I forgot. That's what they're called. Yes, that is correct.
I don't know why that rusty old bit of information is banging around in my head, but the anime lady computers are called Persocons in this.
The main thing I remember from this, outside of finds a computer, hook it up, which is a very college thing to do. You find some random shit in the dumpster. It's like, and suddenly all your roommates come back home to see you hooking that up in the living room where, like, you know, where they're hoping to play Madden or something. And it's like, no, I found it has Windows 98. I gotta fix this thing up. It's perfect.
Dude, I can play Daggerfall on this shit.
Oh my God. Yes, you can. And like doing all the things for that. The only thing I remember is like there's like a dark version, like there's like a dark Chobits, like an evil Chobits, like hanging out like with
Mr. Chobits or Mrs. Chobits?
Mrs. Chobits.
Okay, Mrs. Chobits. Just evil Mrs. Chobits.
Yeah, I did not finish the series. I will say either. I got to a point where This was during the heyday of you torrent everything, and your college internet does not try to ban you or figure out that you're the reason behind 80% of the traffic at your local college. But you do, like, you just download it. It's like, oh yeah, like you're overloaded. It's like, we can get anything from anywhere. And Chobits was one of those things, and it did not catch on. It did not catch on in our friend group.
No. Yeah, you can get Chobits, or you can get the Dungeon Siege ISOs.
Oh,
anything. Basically those two things. That was what was available on early torrents. And if you didn't want one of those two things, then what did you want? You're impossible.
Yeah. No, that is the key to everything. I just remember that there was an evil version of the Persicon Chobits that the lady robot staring into the Mr. Chobits here.
Yeah.
Kind of looking into the each other's eyes or whatever. But but also that dark, the evil Chobits just kind of also just kind of looked. I remember specifically it was like just out like on power line wires and stuff, like just hanging out. And that was kind of where
would she stand on them?
Yeah, I think standing on them or something. At least in my head, in the vision I saw. And then there was like, okay, you know what? I'm good with not knowing the mystery from here. I'm happy to. There's more episodes of Inuyasha to download.
There's always more episodes of Inuyasha to download.
Never stopped. Oh my god.
Let's imagine you live in the futuristic world of 2015. Computers are now girls.
Mm-hmm.
Do you pick up a computer girl if you find her in the trash?
I mean, like,
I
just
am
everywhere.
Disgusted by the idea of it. I would never have my own Chobits.
Okay,
I would either buy it fresh and peel the plastic off of it.
You want?
But there's no way I'm getting a used Chobits. I'm sorry.
You want to smell the new Chobits? I see.
That new Chobits smell. Exactly right. I want to peel all those little pieces of like blue plastic they put over the easily scratchable parts of the Chobits so it doesn't get scratched in transport.
Oh shit! That
peel
would
all
that's
of those a- off.
That's what would have sold me on the show, I think, a little bit more. Like, you have the unboxing of the Chobits, and you're trying to get all the little bits and pieces, kind of for the plastic on there, just trying to like get that. Just an hour long YouTube video of that. It's not actually the anime. It's just like that. That's
Chobits
all it is.
Chobits unboxing. Yeah, I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Shit, man. There's probably so much I bet her hair comes all like in a big plastic bag or something, and you've got to, I don't know, comb it like a big My Little Pony.
Oh, everyone's Chobits hair is just a big mangled mess that no one cleans up. It's an awful situation.
But back to my hypothetical though. You're walking home, you see a pile of trash, there's a used Chobits over there.
Okay. I mean, are
you passing on by?
I'm like, if it's for personal stuff, like passing on by, but there's probably like a secondhand Chobits market out there. Like people like, you know, have to like rebuild or reuse like on that. I feel like for the most part, yeah, I'm walking on by.
Walking
but I'm
on
also
by the Chobit.
But I'm wondering about the gray market area of Chobits now. Now I'm thinking about it. It's just full. I bet that's the actual dark web right there.
Do you want to use Chobit, or do you want to sell this? I guess the question. So, like, I mean, the anime presents it as our guy. He either needs or desperately wants a Chobit. And he has no money with which to receive a Chobit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sees a Chobit in the trash. Okay, in the same situation, are you getting the trash Chobit?
No, I don't think I'm getting the trash Chobit on there.
Even if you don't have a Chobit, and you need a Chobit, and there's no way for you to afford the Chobit, and the Chobit is in the trash. You're just passing it by.
Yeah, but what if I have a Chobit? I have my own Chobit at home.
There's no question if you have a Chobit. Yes, leave the Chobit, leave the trash Chobit behind. I'm talking about it like a desperate situation. Like, I mean, if the answer is still no, that's fine. But I feel like you're not engaging with this scenario. I feel like you're not real. Tell me no and make me believe it, because you haven't made me believe that you would leave the trash Chobit behind.
I mean, I'm probably going to leave it behind on there, but I'm also thinking about, like, it's like, what, like, in the case of, like, if I had one at home or whatever, it's like, what if it has a better graphics card?
Again, you don't have a Chobit.
Okay.
You don't have a Chobit in this scenario, and you need a Chobit.
Okay.
And you cannot afford even a used Chobit. Do you go with the trash Chobit?
Nah, I don't go with
that. I like how we also said, like, it was called Persicons, and we've immediately defaulted back to calling all of them a Chobit.
All of them a Chobit.
As the generic term.
It's like Q-tips, man. It's just like, you gotta make the Persicon company, which I don't even know if that's their name on there. You gotta make them angry at some point. You gotta make them send you a letter, a cease and desist in there somewhere. I'm probably the guy who just goes back. Is like, you know what? That's a little bit too weird. I'm going to go back to my old Windows computer, the kind of computer that no one else uses anymore. I'm going to use that for my essays, not trying to connect to a girl. Yes.
Again, I think you're trying ways to weasel out of this.
I just don't want to take the Chobit home, Aaron.
I'm not trying to make you say that you'll take the Chobit home.
Right.
I'm trying to make you inhabit this scenario
where
and you just keep coming up with these, well, I'll just use a Windows computer. I'm like, there's no fucking such thing as Windows computers.
Okay,
it's girl computers or nothing. I'm sorry, you don't have a way to compute. You don't have a smartphone in your pocket.
Okay.
You don't have an old computer at home. Okay. It's either you're writing programs on this trash girl that you found or it's nothing. It's visiting the library and using the library's Chobit.
You're choosing to go to the library at this case then.
I'm not saying I'm choosing that. I'm trying to make you take this seriously for some reason. And I don't know why it's bothering me that, like, I can't seem to make you take this seriously.
Well, I feel like I'm taking it completely seriously, Aaron, here. I'm just saying that there's other solutions to it. I don't have to type on a Chobit. That's what I'm trying to present to you.
I'm trying to make you go, okay, I need a computer. But
you want me to say yes is what it is.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I want you to talk me through this in a way that doesn't end with you like equivocating into doing like something I didn't present.
Okay. Oh, well, let's go over the situation then. Like, okay. I'm walking down the street singing doo-wah diddy, dum diddy do, and I see a Chobit computer in the trash.
Yes. You see a trash Chobit.
And I don't have one. I don't have
a trash Chobit.
Do I have anything in my house, like, at all? Like, am I just like off? Like, I'm just in college.
I'm so glad you asked what your house situation is like.
Yeah, I need to know this because that decides.
You live in a hole in the ground.
Okay. Shit, I'm not thinking about Chobits at that point. I got bigger priorities, man. I got to worry about where my next meal's coming from at that point.
There's sort of an abandoned lot and it's full of gravel. Okay. And somewhere along the lines, you've kind of like shifted enough gravel around that you have a hole. You have a gravel hole.
Okay.
Like that's where you live.
Okay. All right. Like enough room, like just to kind of like crawl in and
for the night, yeah.
Okay, all right.
It doesn't really keep, you know, like wandering dogs out, but you know, it's better than just like laying on the ground.
Do I have like a stick or something? At least like go.
I mean, a stick is gettable. You can get a stick.
obtain stick. Got it. I have a stick and a hole in the ground. Cool.
All right, you grab the stick.
Great start.
It's been added to your inventory. Press I to review your inventory.
All right. So I got a little bit more priorities in here. I'm going to school though, right? Am I just homeless?
No. You're not homeless. You have a gravel hole.
Okay. That is debatably a temporary situation, Aaron.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you got in this gravel hole unless you ask me how you ended up in
this
gravel
hole. How did I get into this gravel hole? What happened here?
John, you were arrested. Like
what?
10 years ago when you were in college, 2005. You were arrested.
Okay. Yeah. All right. 2005 in the Chobits era. This is Chobits era, John Hurst.
For copyright infringement.
Oh no.
Your college looked into why you were responsible for 80% of the traffic on your campus.
Yeah, I didn't hide it at all. They would have found it very easy.
You were arrested. Yeah, you were arrested.
Okay, makes sense. Makes sense. Plead guilty.
It kneecapped your education. You got out. No one wanted anything to do with you. So now you've made yourself a hole in some gravel, and you're trying to get some shit worked out. And so far, what you've done is you've walked around and you've picked up a stick and you are still looking at this trash Chobit.
So have I been like, this has just been my life for the next last 10 years in 2015?
No. You've been in jail for a while.
Oh, God. Good. I've had housing at least in jail. Okay.
It's not like you've lived in a gravel hole for like a decade in this scenario.
They just happened to let me out into a gravel hole. Okay.
Yeah. Well, they let you out. You didn't really have anywhere to go.
Okay. So I've got out of jail. Did I get out early for parole? Did I have to serve my entire time?
No, because they let you use the computer in jail, and you just immediately started like torrenting shit again.
Oh,
and
yeah. So easy.
He hasn't learned anything.
They didn't leave the ports closed, Aaron. It's their fault.
You just had to download that copy of Baldur's Gate.
Look, there was a new season of Slayers somewhere in between there, and I needed to watch that.
Okay. Well, no, you did not get out. You were in there 10 years. And while you were in there, everybody that you know that you've ever like interacted with in a friendly way was murdered by a mysterious murderer that they haven't caught yet.
What? Okay. Now, okay.
That's why you live in a gravel hole. You don't have, you literally have nowhere to go.
Okay.
Okay. Everyone you know is dead. You live in gravel.
Okay.
You weren't exactly framed for, you know, torrenting because you did.
Oh, I was guilty. I was hella guilty.
Let's just be honest. Like you kind of got the book thrown at you.
True. Also true. Okay, so I'm in the gravel hole. I'm wandering around the streets.
Yeah, you're not in the gravel hole yet. You're walking home to the gravel hole.
Right. Where am I walking from to the gravel hole?
Parole officer.
Okay, makes sense. I have to go check in. I have to make sure that I haven't done any like torrenting or something in here. I'm clean. I don't have a computer at that.
Nope, you definitely don't have a computer.
But in this situation, I look in the trash and I see one unit Chobits.
Yep.
One in trash Chobit. Next to the trash.
Yep.
Contained, ready for the recycling, whichever day it is on there.
Yep.
And they're like, at this point, probably I've been out for a while. Maybe I've seen the Persicons around at this point. And like I understand that they are the future. They are how society. Do they have cell phones in the Chobits world? Actual question here. On that,
I don't know.
I've never seen a cell phone.
Are you saying like what it does the Chobit, or am I to like come up with an answer?
No, I'm thinking in this anime. I don't think there are cell phones. I think the Persicon also replaces cell phones, so it's a vital member of everything that they do, I think.
Okay. Yep.
So I see that, like,
that just,
like,
makes it even more of desperate need that you need, yeah, to get yourself a Persicon.
Yeah, at this point in the situation, as I'm going to my hole, thinking about, like, how I'm going to get my life together to get out of this gravel hole, or maybe I'm coming to enjoy it. I don't know. Maybe I'm going a little bit crazy in the process here.
Yeah, you're not enjoying it. You want out of the gravel hole.
My parole officer is very concerned about the hole part, by the way. Like, she says that I need to get away from that situation and, like, start looking for a job, I guess? I don't know. Joke's on her. I'm going back to the hole.
Right. Nothing can get you in the hole except for those coyotes.
Mm-mm. No. No, I got a defense on that. I got, like, cans rattling in there. I know when they're coming. I go on get. I can make louder noises than the coyote. So, you know, I'm winning so far. So far.
Okay. Fair.
But I do see, you know, maybe, like, I see something on the trash at that point. Like, at that point in my life, maybe I see the need for a Persicon on there, and I'm making, like, maybe there's a power outlet by the wall in there somewhere, like, next to the hole. Maybe I can go to my local library and plug in the trash Persicon.
Sure.
At this point, and hopefully no one will look at me weird at that. They don't have computers at this library. We've already established that computers do not exist, or do not care for them.
They
at
don't
this point.
Exist anymore.
They just
right?
have a bunch of Persicons in a line. That's what they have.
Everyone got together and burned their computers. They're all gone. 100%.
Yeah,
said,
it was
we're
a weird.
We're computing on girls now. The end.
Mm. I guess at that point, yeah, I'm taking it home and hoping that maybe I can be what is considered a logical member of society to hopefully get my life together. And if not, maybe I sell the Persicon for parts. Maybe that's what I do.
As you get close to the Persicon, right as you're reaching down, it moves and it slaps handcuffs on you. It's an undercover police woman. Part of the terms of your parole is you would not own any kind of computing device. You're going back to jail, John.
Man,
you're
okay,
going
well,
back
you know what?
To jail.
I'm going back to jail. You know what, though? I'm going to I'll come clean with Aaron, you, me, and the audience at home. I'll come clean. I was immediately going to use that to torrent some new Ranma half. That's exactly
what I was
doing.
That's why they're sending you back to jail. They knew you were going to do that.
I don't know what kind of hard drive is on there, but I know it's enough for at least 2 dot hack seasons, and I'm good. Okay with that. And I'm tapping and going to jail. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you better tap. Or you'll just stay in jail and co-host jail.
Yeah, I deserve it. I've, you know, my televised trial will bring light to the torrenting masses, I will say. I'll say my manifesto is ready and willing. It's in my pocket.
All right. Good. Well, I'll look forward to reading that when my Persicon reads it to me while I'm shitting.
Yeah. Is she in the same room with you, or
it's
she like
just gotta be,
is she
no
like through
cell
the door?
Phone. Just gotta be just no cell phone.
I,
right?
I like
you said that. You said that there's no. Yeah. So what the fuck am I supposed to do on the toilet? Listen, the Persicon's coming with me, and it's reading me your manifesto.
I was just thinking about, like, if people just left it outside and just, like, hear, like, the muffled sound of the Persicon and, like, just screaming through the door, and everyone could just hear it alongside.
Listen, we try. It's just like with cell phones, right? You know when cell phones first came out and everyone's like, maybe we shouldn't answer a cell phone while we're pooping. But now, like, everyone just answers a cell phone while they're pooping.
Just one big poop vessel. Yeah.
And it's like you just never know. You might be literally talking to someone that's pooping. If you happen to call them, like, you don't know anymore. Mm-hmm. We all kind of got past that, didn't we? And I think probably at first we would be like, okay, Persicon, you stay outside of the bathroom for a minute. But then eventually you're like, I'm just kind of bored in here. Persicon, come in here and tell me about the latest video game news.
Tell me about the Lakers.
Yeah, the Lakers. Are they doing good in March Madness?
They're not in March Madness, but the Persicon will definitely tell you that.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Oh, boy. Thanks, John. Thanks. Thanks for picking cold.
I guess. I guess.
I guess, too. That's been an episode of Video Death Loop. Thanks for tuning in, guys. And we'll be back next week. John Hurst will be your host. In the meantime, you can send us an email, questions@videodeathloop.com. Doesn't have to be a question. It could be a comment. It could be any other sorts of forms of language you'd like to send us.
Cool animated
and
torrent.
We'll take a look at it probably. You can send us, if you have a video, you're like, man, it'd be awesome if those guys watch this video, send it to us. We probably will.
Yeah.
We try to when people send us videos.
Yeah. I love it when people send us videos. Yeah. No, I love it when people toss a link wherever, either on the email or just in our Blue Sky account on there, just saying like, hey, you should consider this. Cause I know, at least on our social media, I don't think Aaron looks at that often on there. It's a secret hint. I don't look at questions at videodeathloop.com that often. So if you want something that you want to inflict onto me, send it to questions at videodeathloop.com. If you want me to inflict something on Aaron, send it on social media. We'll get you handled.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Folks, in the meantime, you can subscribe, like, whatever, 5 stars, tell your friends. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.